What's up? Welcome to the Glitch Podcast. I am your host, Topher Welsh, and to my north is...
Eugene Kappen.
And we are here with our lovely guest, Holly Wolf. What's up? How are you
Hello.
Doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Thanks for making the time to do the podcast.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
we were just freaking out over the new Spider-Man Far From Home trailer that released like an hour ago.
Oh, yeah.
I did watch it. I did.
Super excited. Yeah. Dude, Sandman looks sweet.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, we record these things like a week before they actually go out so we can edit them and put them together. And so for everybody who does not know who you are, Holly, can you give us an elevator pitch of what makes you so friggin' awesome?
Oh, no. I don't know what makes me awesome. I am a model and cosplayer, and I play a lot of video games. I'm not really sure what makes me, like, super awesome, but I basically just love to be a nerd and create cosplays in my house, travel to conventions, do lots of shows that way. And then I've been modeling full time for about 6 years now or so. So I've traveled the world doing a lot of stuff for different major companies. And just living my best life over here.
Nice. What are some of the companies that you've been a model for?
I've worked for Maxim and Playboy. I actually just did like a gaming show recently for Playboy that aired maybe last November, which was really, really cool. And who else? Worked on a lot of TV shows and a lot of productions as well. I used to do a lot of musical theater, toured with like High School Musical back in the day when I was when I was younger.
Nice.
And yeah, so just a lot of modeling stuff. I was actually just talking to a magazine this morning about another cover feature. So that was really cool. But yeah, so just lots of good ones, I guess.
Yeah, I saw the video of your Mystique cosplay for the Maxim thing. That was involved. That was how long did that actually take you to get done?
Oh, thank you. That took about the day. I mean, the day itself took about 7 hours for the prosthetics. And then we shot it really quickly because, of course, I wanted beautiful photos of right. it in it. And then I went to the Maxim Halloween party, walked the red carpet in it, stayed for like an hour, then left.
So, I was going to say it probably fell apart really quick because it looked like it was coming apart at the end.
Yeah, a little bit, right? Wear and tear. And the problem with wearing it at a party, I was essentially, I didn't have any clothes on, but I was covered in prosthetics. But I didn't want to, you know, be at an event like that for too long when people started drinking more heavily.
Oh, yeah.
It got a little crazy.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. The picture opportunities turn a little pervy, maybe.
Exactly. So I left, and it took another about 2 hours to take it off because you have to take it off properly because it is adhered extremely well, all the prosthetic parts at least. So
was that painful, taking that off? Or
not really. I mean, my skin was definitely irritated. Yeah, no, we took it off the proper way. You use like a, you know, I don't know what it's called. Like an
acetone adhesive.
Yeah, it just breaks down the adhesive so the bonding doesn't stick to your skin anymore. Yeah. But yeah, that day was like a 16-hour day or so, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that one of your more involved cosplays?
Definitely. That one was very involved because I also, obviously, we took a long time to, you know, figure it out ahead of time. I had to Skype with my my prosthetic artist and do all the sketches beforehand and lay it out on my body to make sure he could sculpt properly. And this year for Halloween, we actually did Borg Queen from Star Trek. We did that as a massive prosthetic project because I like doing something really makeup heavy each Halloween. So we did Borg Queen this year and Mystique was last year. We already have our plans for 2019. I'm really excited.
Can you say what it's going to be yet or?
I don't know if I want to. I like keeping that one a surprise.
It could be a glitched exclusive.
Yeah. It's something comic-y and it's something very... Oh, it's a good time.
Awesome.
Sorry. Well, we'll
have to... Nice.
We'll have to stay tuned, guys.
Yes.
Right on.
Awesome. So tell us about this massive house. Like, you just bought a house, right?
Yeah, it's not massive.
Or it's not. So you bought a house.
I bought a house.
And you're turning it into a giant, just streaming house, right? Yes. So yeah. All the different rooms are specifically made for you to be able to create content in.
Yeah. So I bought a house with my fiance, and I really wanted to turn it into something that I can utilize fully. And I ended up renovating a good chunk of the upstairs, and we completely did the basement. It was totally not finished. Finished the entire basement. That's actually where I'm streaming from with you guys right now, is in my basement. Finished the whole the ceilings. I did the floors myself. They're a beautiful, like, acid-stained concrete that then I sealed, did all the walls and whatnot. And then I'm actually building a massive cosplay studio on my yard, because we have a big double corner lot yard. And we built a new studio space out there where I'm going to be doing all my cosplay streams and building all my cosplays and whatnot. So I was actually just tiling the floor before I got on here with you guys. So my dad's finishing up there while I'm here.
So how many different sets do you guys have? Like, you have your little Twitch studio here, and then you have the cosplay studio. How big is the cosplay studio? Because it has to be kind of like a workshop, right?
Yes, it's going to be a workshop, and it's going to be like a really awesome streaming set as well. It's quite big, so I should be able to put a few things in there. And I'm also going to have like my big wardrobe for all my cosplays and whatnot. And then upstairs, I also have a few rooms that are really decked out, super pretty for other types of sets. I have my room, which I took out a full wall to extend it to make it really nice, like, depth of fieldy for my camera. And I'll be shooting a lot of beauty content, cosplay makeup and whatnot for YouTube. And then my living room's also quite pretty. And I have my kitchen, which is gorgeous. So I can do like cooking streams and whatnot. I do have a lot of people that ask me about what I eat regularly and my fitness and whatnot. Oh, we also have a gym. My fiance is a personal trainer, and I have my gaming space and my cosplay studio, and half of the basement is his gym. So nice. Yeah, I can stream from there.
My God, are you looking for a roommate?
I think you could fit.
I don't take up much room, I promise.
All right. All right. Sure. Come on over.
I was going to say, does your fiance also do like YouTube, like personal training YouTube, or
he any kind
of, or at least Instagram?
He has an Instagram, and he's actually, I think he just started doing some more online training as well, because he is very vocal on social media. So he actually has started a program where he does do online training for people that aren't within the area. We're just outside of Toronto. He mostly works here with athletes. He's also he was a basketball player for years. He got drafted in the Philippines, and that's actually where I met him. So met him out there while I was modeling for Playboy Philippines. I shot a cover for them a few years ago. And yeah, he's Canadian. We moved, we came back here, kept dating, and bought a house together. And now he's doing his personal training thing, and I'm still playing video games.
Sounds like you guys are set. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're good.
Right on.
Sounds like you have a more fun job than he does.
Oh, well, if you ask him, he loves sports. Like, he's a sports guy, you know. He loves basketball. He loves working out. He's not like a crazy buff type of guy, but he's very into fitness. We work well together because I like eating well and like being healthy. So I really help him on the nutrition side, I would say.
Well, it's probably a huge requirement as far as your job goes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm lazy, and I like to play video games more than I do work out.
Right.
So I would rather eat well than have to be in the gym.
See, I like playing video games more than I work out as well. So the only video games I play are intensely physical VR games, and so I get my exercise at the same time.
That is good. I've played some VR games that I'm extremely winded afterwards. So,
Would Beat Saber be one of them?
Yes, Beat Saber and like Sprint Vector.
Sprint Vector is so much fun. I beat a member of Team Liquid at CES last year.
Oh, no.
At Sprint Vector, and I won the little championship tournament they had at the Dell party. I was very proud of that.
That's amazing. That game is so crazy.
So, fun fact, Topher and I are ridiculously good at VR games.
Oh, really?
To the point where we, what was it? We went to VidCon, and Topher ended up taking a $600 guitar home.
$800 guitar.
$800 guitar home.
$800 guitar, guys.
Actually.
Just want to make sure that's on the record.
Wow.
No, yeah, we kind of hustled them. We white men can't jump them. And Eugene goes in and he goes, hey, if my buddy like beats the high score by like 10%, we have a bunch of free crap. And they're like, yeah, sure, dude. And so I go and they were requiring it on hard. I played the song on expert with the floor, like physically like a foot below me. So I had to do it like almost on my knees. And I still got like a perfect score and smashed it by like 200,000 points. And then no one beat me the entire time at VidCon that I won the guitar.
Yeah, they had to call it a day early because nobody could get within 100,000 points of the last time you played.
Wow, that's insane. It was awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, I want to ask you, like, how did you get your start into this field? Like, what was kind of your entry point? Kind of prompted you to go, hey, I want to be a professional model. I want to be a cosplayer. And what advice you might have for other people that might want to go down that same path?
Sure. Well, I don't know. So I've been very artsy my entire life. My dad is a drummer. My sister studied like classical animation. I grew up in a very hands-on artsy family. I always loved dance. I was in like ballet and jazz as a kid and then took musical theater in college. Lots of theater classes in high school and stuff. And after college, I was doing a lot of background acting for like movies and TV shows and sets and whatnot. From there, I got accepted into dance classes and companies, and I would like be in music videos as like backup dancers and tour and whatnot. And I slowly just had to take photos for group like company shots for my dancing teams and whatnot. And I just kind of was like, this is fun. Like, this is really cool. I like this side of it. And I just slowly kind of got into modeling that way by like paying, like when you start out, it's really good to pay photographers who are amazing at what they do and get some gorgeous shots so people can be like, oh wow, this is what she looks like, professionally lit, professionally shot, whatnot. And a few of my friends were also really heavy into modeling, and from there it was just about networking and finding the right people, and I just slowly started modeling. Really, I wasn't tall enough for like fashion and runway. So I went the route of, right? It's tough life. I went the route of like, you know, I'm going to get a boob job. I'm going to do like the sexier modeling, lingerie and bikini and stuff like that. So I kind of delved into that and tested for Playboy and got accepted there and did some touring with them. And it wasn't until like I was a little bit more independent. I wasn't working like 2 to 3 jobs, paying for my dance companies, paying for my classes, my schooling, all that kind of stuff, that I was able to just kind of play video games again. Because I grew up playing video games. I grew up watching like Star Trek with my parents and Star Wars and just comic type things and just loving that. Oh, books too. Oh my God. I used to read so many books. And I really like fantasy novels and Lord of the Rings and R.A. Salvatore. Like, dark elves are just something I love, like Dungeons and Dragons, right? So I, when I had more time on my hands and modeling kind of kicked off, I was able to then merge them both together as I slowly found out that cosplaying was a thing. It was,
did you have like an oh crap moment? Like, you're like, oh, I can do both of these things. Like, why didn't I ever realize this before?
I did. Okay, I was in Vegas for EDC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just being a party model-y type girl, right? Just having fun with my friends. And it was like 3 in the morning. And Heroes of Cosplay was on TV.
Oh.
On the TV in the hotel, like extremely late at night. And I started watching that. And I was just kind of like, wait a minute. What is this? People do this? People do this, like, seriously? And I was like, this is amazing. I want to do this too. It was literally like that. So I just started making outfits. And because I went to school for musical theater, I had studied special effects makeup. I had taken set classes.
Oh,
I already knew a lot of hands-on stuff. I learned how to sew. I already knew how to sew. It was very easy for me to transition. And because I model full-time, I know my poses. I know my lighting. I know that stuff. So people that shot me who were more so cosplay photographers loved me because they're like, oh, well, this girl knows what she's doing. I don't need direction. So it was a very easy fit. And then now I'm even lazier. I'm just like, oh, I could just play video games more. This is great.
Yeah. You're just going to have to figure out a new segment for like your stream. Like, what can I do at home that I'm already doing anyways that people want to watch?
Yes. So no, I'm making a cosplay studio. And someone even said I should reenact Tim the Toolman Taylor. I should just make a whole series about that. I'm just like, I can do that.
Nice.
While
nice.
Making cosplays.
What is your go-to game that you're playing?
Oh, right now I've been playing a lot of Smash. Just kind of when I'm chilling on my streams. But I've also been playing through Octopath Traveler, which is a Square Enix game on the Nintendo Switch. I'm a huge, huge fan of like very fantasy RPGs. I grew up like loving Final Fantasy and Zelda and stuff. So Octopath Traveler is made by Square. And oh my God, the soundtrack is amazing. It's a very like stylized old school 16-bit adventure game. Yeah. If you haven't played it, you should. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I never even heard of it before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so good.
Right on.
So let's talk about like building your brand.
Mm-hmm.
So you put together a modeling portfolio. You established yourself as a model, a cosplayer. Like, where does the professional work stop? And your self-promotion as a brand start?
I don't think it does. It's just like one, I don't know. I'm just always on as a person. And because I am my own brand, it's very hard to like shut things off, I guess.
So you're just kind of like always Holly Wolf, the person that people see on online. You're always kind of that same personality all the time. So it just kind of goes hand in hand, like in everyday life.
Because that is me. I've become like I've branded myself on things that like I genuinely love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so because I did work professionally with like Maxim and Playboy and stuff, even though that's a very small part of who I think I am as a person. Because I guess it's less common within the scene of gaming and cosplaying to have someone who has had such a background as I have. Companies and brands and people that interview me and stuff really kind of go with that. And I've been okay with that. It's, it's kind of like, I worked with.
It's one of those top of the resume things, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I was a Playboy. Yeah, I was a Maxim.
Exactly. It's like a very iconic brand.
Yeah.
Even Vice did like a huge piece on me a year ago about the sexier side of cosplay because I'm very okay with my body. I'm very confident and I think that everyone should be. And so they did a piece on how, there are some people that do dive into that sexier side and is there too much sexy happening here? Da da da. Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting idea, I think. So that's kind of like where my branding has gone, which isn't always good because I'm not considered very PG.
Okay.
No, that's fair. Neither are we.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, last week we were talking about Meat Saber, so.
Ooh.
We can just go back and listen to that episode if you want to hear that. That's a brand old ball.
That was fun. That was two episodes ago.
Oh, was it? Ah, well.
Yeah. That was when we had Metal for Breakfast on. So how do you feel about you're definitely a cosplayer who does put a lot of time and effort and does a lot of body work as far as like these costumes are concerned. You fall in the same category as like Yaya Han or Jessen Aguirre or, somebody like that. How do you feel about people who just put on like a really rinky dink low caste costume and some cat ears and then called it like, I'm a boudoir cosplayer.
Boudoir.
Boudoir cosplayer. Boudoir.
Eugene has problems with words sometimes. It's okay.
I'm dyslexic.
Don't worry, it's all good. Well, here's the thing with cosplay, right? It's just like, it's an expression of something that you love, right? So we love, I love video games. I love anime. I like comics. Comics is great. It's not my like main, but I love video games. And I love bringing characters to life and stuff like that, right? For me, it's such a form of expression. And it's also very soothing to work on cosplays and painting for me, being very artistic. But some people, like you said, you know, they'll buy something off of Amazon. They'll get some cute little cat ears. They'll, you know, do some lingerie sets, which is still totally fine. I don't think this whole thing when it comes to, oh, you're only a cosplayer if you make every single part of your outfit, is a good argument. Because cosplay in general is not, it's not supposed to be that serious. Like, it's not serious. And yeah. Yes, there are people like me and Yaya and Jess and so many others that do make a living from it and can. They're wonderful cosplayers that have Patreons, and all they do is strictly do templates and patterns for other cosplayers and people that want to learn to follow. So they're doing like the hard work of doing all these crazy patterns and sizing, and then other people can just take that, pay them like $5 for that sheet, bam, you've got a template for your next cosplay. So there's so many things to profit on off of within this industry. But at the same time, like, if I were to get mad at someone for half-assing a cosplay, that's not very nice of me, right?
It's almost like the same thing of like, you're not a real comic book nerd. Like, you know, like, you're not a real cosplay person, you know. It's just kind of stupid.
I've been called that all the time because I model. I've worked with companies like Maximum Playboy, and then I came into this. So because I did something before this, it's literally not the only thing I've done with my life.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, how dare you? And oh, like, I've done sexier versions of cosplays. I did like one of the cute little bikini versions of Samus from one of her alternate versions in Smash. Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
Like, come on. It's like, I want to do what I want to do, and you know,
exactly.
Do it however you want to do it. Like, you know, exactly. If you want to half-ass
cosplay,
it, just...
it's not that serious. And I think we need more of people enjoying themselves.
Yeah,
right.
But it's a creative outlet.
The internet is very judgmental, so you have to have a very tough exterior to be able to handle such negative criticism all the time. And I think I developed that at a very young age. Mm-hmm. Because of my career. So I kind of got lucky, but there are people that can't deal with it, and it really does get them down, which is really unfortunate.
Do you deal with a lot of hate?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, really? Like really bad stuff, or is that like really easy, like brush off? Or
I mean, I get, you know, I'm a girl. I'm a pretty girl that wears makeup on the internet that plays video games.
Well, fair enough. That's fair enough answer right there.
I get called names, but it's just kind of like whatever. It's fine.
what's like the most annoying, like repeated comment you tend to get that you were like, I just wish people would stop doing this. If this one thing could be like removed from my career, my life would be so much better.
Ooh, well, see, I don't know, because like I said, it does not bother me that much. But the whole, like, well, right. Okay. So not a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so, there was that whole like thought audit thing. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah. So
the thoughts, they need to be audited and taxed.
Yeah. So basically, people in the adult industry, usually doing like live cams or whatever else, the way that they make a living is they get donations for doing certain things.
Right.
And because a donation doesn't specifically relate to a direct exchange of work.
Right.
A lot of people were going, oh, they're counting it as a charity or a gift. And therefore, gift tax up to, you know, so many, what was it, $14,000, I think, is basically tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Per person. So you have these people in the adult industry that apparently weren't paying taxes. And what they came to find out is, no, people in the adult industry do pay taxes.
A lot.
A lot of taxes. They're very up and up on, you know, the management of their money. And right. So there was this weird thing where some YouTuber, I don't know who it is,
yeah.
basically went, hey, let's start harassing people in the adult industry and start reporting them to the U.S. government or to the IRS.
Yeah.
The IRS
what?
May or may not actually be part of the U.S. government. That's kind of a debate that, you know, tends to happen. But, yeah, so there was just all this, like, weird harassment.
Yeah.
And then people in the adult industry were, like, releasing their taxes to basically go, all right, you guys need to stop. Look, I
paid. Yeah, because these girls, yeah, people, these very angry men mostly were just trying to report girls to the IRS and commenting like, oh, has anyone reported this thought yet? Blah, blah, blah. I even got it on some of my YouTube videos. Like, has anyone reported this girl to the IRS yet? And I'm like, first of all, I'm Canadian, so good luck. Second of all, I've been paying my taxes independently for like 6 years now. Just like my dad's a drummer. I do I'm exact same thing. I've grown up in a family that is an independent person. I know what I'm doing, but so for me, it's this weird assumption. This is like what ticks me off is a weird assumption that any woman, and it's not men, apparently men always pay their taxes. It's any girl that independently makes a living on the internet automatically has no idea what they're doing is trying to scam the government. Like,
yeah,
no,
that's
not how it works. Most of the time, these girls are, especially adult girls, okay, they're making more money than the rest of us. They are paying a crap ton in taxes. And I even had one friend who is a cam girl. She told me that a lot of girls, she was like in the top 10 on like a camming site or whatever. And she said, no, a lot of these girls actually stop making money over like 800,000 or what is it? It was a huge number. It was crazy because they don't want to get put in the next category for taxes to pay 50%. They stop making money as soon as they hit a certain level because they know they have to bump up their tax forms. And I was
vacation till January.
Basically, yeah. And I'm just standing there like, I'm in the wrong industry. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
She was throwing numbers at me and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Man,
a lot of these girls are actually extremely smart and they know what they're doing and they're all paying their taxes. One or two, sure, they're not. But it's a huge generalization. And I got thrown into that. All these cosplayers got thrown into that. It's been a hot mess.
I'm sure like it's going like crazy for like even Twitch streamers too, because it's all donation based, you know?
Exactly,
and so like,
yeah, basically
all these
any
like
girl
Patreon,
that's, like, on the
anything,
internet.
You know, anything where, dude, I mean, Snapchat, Cash, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure there's those private Snapchats going around. Like,
same. It was,
you know, there's
any
all these
sort
different
of
voices.
Thing like that people were like, has this girl been reported? We have to do this. So that was a weird show that I wish just never went as viral as it did. Cause I was just kind of like, guys, like,
wasn't there only like wasn't there only like one confirmed case of somebody like not paying their taxes out of like all of this?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It was like, or it was some, how it blew up was some girl on Twitter literally posted publicly, who reported me to the IRS? Now I'm getting audited. So because of this person, like, kind of saying I'm actually getting audited, then all like it just went
kind of snowballed.
I don't know. Pay your taxes, or you know, yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Pay your taxes. If you don't know how to pay your taxes, get TurboTax, or you know, just send a letter to the IRS going, "Hey, I owe you money.
Yeah.
I don't know how much. You know, give me a phone call."
And
let's
we gotta stop being so
judgmental.
So like concerned with what everyone else is doing. Okay. Like, you know,
right.
Unless people are physically hurting other people, doing extremely illegal things, you think they might be, but they're really not. Like, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
Just live your best life. Leave people alone.
Live your best life. I love that term. Live your best life.
Isn't that cute? I love it.
Isn't that from like a song or something? Living my best life.
I think that's on one of my affirmations for the day. Are you living your best life? Question mark, Eugene.
One of my first YouTube videos I remember seeing was from, do you remember Lisa Nova? Daily Affirmation Girl or Affirmation Girl, something like that. It was one of the first YouTube videos I ever saw. Just fun fact. I don't know, it's just, it was funny. It was just this stupid, like, you are the best person. And this is another person that just like hates herself or whatever. Anyways.
Oh no.
it was dark and funny at the same time.
What would be really funny would be like, I don't know. So I've been getting into TikTok lately, as far as like, you know, content to be made. Mm-hmm. It'd be really funny to do like messed up affirmation of the day.
That's a good,
where it's like, did you do your morning poop? If not, drink coffee.
I like it.
Affirmation.
Good one.
You could knock those out like 100 on a weekend, man.
Oh, yeah.
Just change your shirt, every single one. You'd be good to go.
Yeah.
Is that a different shirt, Topher, than you've worn on any of the other podcasts?
It is a different shirt. This is my Three Dinosaur Moon shirt.
Nice.
I love this shirt.
That's something that I find actually really tough is if you're constantly online or constantly streaming or just doing things socially on the internet, it's like I get this weird thing of like I've worn this shirt way too much.
Yeah.
But you only have so much clothes. It's like, you know, I can't be buying new clothes all the time to stream, but then all of a sudden I feel like people are going to start calling me out and wearing the same shirt.
I think it's time to get a brand sponsorship,
Holly.
Yeah, I was going to
say,
that happens. I just got a package today from a company that sent me like 5 shirts.
Like, but fashion, where are you?
Hey, that's 5
days,
right?
You still have favorites, you know? You have favorites that you really like, but you're like, oh, I should probably stop wearing this.
Well, it's when you go through the thumbnails of all your videos and all your clips, and you're like, yeah. Oh, red shirt, red shirt, red shirt, red shirt, red shirt, red shirt, red shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, Eugene had to tell me last week to change my shirt. So, because I was wearing my Casey Jones, and I switched into something else. I have a whole stack of, like, show shirts that I just don't wear out because they're just stupid T-shirts, really. Mm. Because I am professional in my daily life. But
But if you are looking for T-shirts to wear on your stream, I might suggest the clothing line Chamber 01.
Oh, Chamber 01.
Buy our merch.
Oh.
We have a clothing line.
I see.
I should have worn my Chamber 01 shirt. We didn't collaborate on that aspect. You were supposed to tell me if we're going to plug the clothing line, Eugene.
Oh, dang.
Every episode, every chance we get at chamber01.bigcartel.com.
Ooh. Yes.
Yes. We need to start selling more shirts to pay for that domain.
We have to send Holly a shirt.
Holly, do you want a shirt?
I'll wear it. I'll post selfies. What yes. I'm looking for.
Nice.
Pick a shirt. We'll send you one.
Yay.
I might suggest the Go Boy Wanted shirt or the Celebration shirt.
Oh, cute. Okay.
Yeah, they're all black and cyberpunkish.
Yeah.
Ooh, so, okay.
Ooh.
Me and Eugene get to go I get to start my modeling career with this t-shirt line. We have plans to go do some Instagram photo shoots.
Wow. Well, if you need any tips, let me know. I'll help you out.
We're going to need tips.
What do I do with this beard? That's what I really need to know is what I do with this beard.
Yeah, I haven't been a model in like 12 years.
Uh-oh, rusty.
I am very rusty. And a lot older than I'm not as cute as I used to be.
Eugene was one hell of a model, I'll tell you that, in his youth. One hell of a model.
I used to be a runway model for the adult industry, actually. I would wear leather and walk down a catwalk because I wasn't tall enough to get into like regular fashion modeling. Yeah.
They got some standards, those guys.
Short people problems. But it was only by half an inch.
Yeah. Runways, no joke.
That's what they always say.
Okay.
We have very colorful pasts.
So, anyway, what sort of marketing tips do you have as far as people who want to be modeling full-time or build Patreons or... other avenues as far as the modeling industry goes? What is like the 5 must-haves for anybody wanting to be a model or a cosplay model?
Okay. Well, to streamline all of your social medias is, I think, personally a big thing. For example, like my ads for everything is Holly T. Wolf. And I try to keep everything very similar like that. It's just easy for people to find you. You're not constantly like, oh, you can find me here. And it's weird and all different. So just try to streamline everything on your social medias. I really like that. When it comes to modeling, I would say, like I did at the beginning, you want to invest in like a really good photographer, somebody that's going to make you look amazing. So you can go to other people and be like, hey, this is what I look like. Look at these beautiful photos. And it's better than, you know, selfies and stuff like that. Right. When you're trying to show your best self off, I would say. I mean, work, right? Like networking, I was working, right? I was working 2-3 jobs while I was still in school, while I was starting to model and dance. And you have to have like an income, I would say, to start helping you supplement things. You're not going to get lingerie sponsors right away. You're not going to get cosplay companies sending you some free stuff to incorporate into your cosplays right away. You need to have funds, right? You're investing in yourself. So I feel like a lot of people will message me and ask me how am I doing so well? And I ask them, you know, like, what are you doing right now? And they got no job. They think they can just sit around and someone will think they're pretty enough, you know? And that's always been very weird to me. Yeah.
You really have to put yourself out there.
Work.
Do you feel like it's just a sense of entitlement
that's going on? I don't know. I really don't know what it is, but yeah, I do find like, I feel like just because we live in such an age where there are so many YouTubers making lots of money and people on social media only having that as a career, that I think because people only see a small portion of what is then posted online, they think that it's relatively easy. Mm-hmm. Until you actually dive into yourself and you realize that these people are, you see, you know, an hour's worth of content online, mm-hmm. but they're still working, you know, developing ideas. Maybe they're doing skits and scripts for YouTube. They're filming, they're editing, all this kind of stuff. Like, I feel that people just don't realize that it's fun, but it's still an extreme amount of work.
Right. Like, right? You look at the amount of content produced and then like times that by at least 4.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a lot of work to say, like,
work, you know? And if you don't know how to do something, like, figure it out.
Well, I mean, there's a great website called Google.
I know, it's amazing. I used to sit, when I first started cosplaying, I would literally sit down, start working on things, and just go through videos of, like, foam making and, like, how to work with Warbla and just painting techniques and just fill my brain with as much information as possible and watch those same videos like over and over again while I was slowly trying to work on projects. And some things I hated and I threw out because I thought they were garbage because I was still learning. So I would just work.
Do you have a platform that you kind of flock to more than others? Like, you prefer Instagram over everything else, or you really, really, really enjoy your Patreon? Or
it's kind of forever changing because the social medias are changing, right? Like, Facebook used to be amazing and now it's kind of garbage. They just bought Instagram. Well, not just, but they bought Instagram. And now Instagram for me is slowly kind of, I don't have any love for it anymore. I've been disabled twice this year for no reason. And what was it yesterday? An egg got the most likes on a photo and now they're verified. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The most liked photo on Instagram right now is a picture of an egg.
And it's an account that has that one photo. It's like a world record egg and it's verified. And I'm sitting here trying to work on an Instagram account for like 10 years that keeps deleting me and I'm not verified. So like,
egg picture beats Kylie Jenner as most liked Instagram post of all time.
Right? Like,
what?
Yeah. So I'm a little mad at them. But I really like Twitter. I used to never like Twitter, but now I really like Twitter. because they've stayed the same.
Yeah.
You should just take a picture of your face, cut it out, attach it to an egg, and put up a picture of that. And maybe it'll, like, compete.
Maybe. Who knows?
That is so strange. Yeah. I love things like that. Like, those little, like, weird hacky tactics. Like, they just called it World Record Egg and, like, hoping people are going to be like, oh, that's really funny. Like, and then just goes insane because everyone gets the joke.
It's funny, but then at the same time, I'm just kind of like, really? Instagram? Really? I'm not mad at the egg. The egg's cute. I'm mad at Instagram.
It's so strange.
I think it's just a matter of unique marketing tactics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like one of the big ones was it Burger King that was giving out free burgers if you went to McDonald's, ordered a burger there? No, it was Jack in the Box.
Okay.
If you sounds ordered, like something yeah, yeah. If you ordered a Whopper at McDonald's, you would just the app would take you there and you'd pay like 1 cent for the burger.
That's awesome. That's genius. I love
But that's the sort of thing that, you know, gets people or like
no, it's true. Marketing is very, very key.
Well, like a bad VR photo shoot.
Or that.
Yeah.
Or sorry, a bad VR video shoot. Ooh.
Ooh, we need to do that still.
There's one of my favorites ever is Pronunciation Manual. Have you guys seen Pronunciation Manual on YouTube? It's how to pronounce every and it's just genius because the amount of like Google Ads and AdSense that you make off this stuff is ridiculous because they're like 15-second clips. But what it is it's how to say a word, but like it'll say how to say Justin Bieber. It'll be Jiggy Brodelstein. Jiggy Brodelstein.
Oh, so it's like purposely wrong.
And that's the whole video. And it's just a thumbnail with a thing on it. And it gets so many views. It's,
yeah, like millions and millions.
It's insane.
Crazy.
But I love it. I tried to copy them one time a long time ago. And my my experiment yielded a lot of views. But I abandoned it after a while. So
I know some guys who tried to sing Happy Birthday and then put every name in.
Oh.
So they spent 48 hours trying to do this entire baby book.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, I can't even imagine doing that. There's like 30,000 names or something they were trying to do.
That is time.
Yeah, I just looked up Pronunciation Manual. 177 million all-time views.
Yeah. Crazy.
Insanity.
Hey, that's 200K, right?
That's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
382,000 subscribers for 15-second videos of how to not pronounce something.
You know. It's always the stupid concepts that work really well.
Like the potato soup Kickstarter. Oh, my God.
Or this potato salad.
Oh, is it potato salad? Oh, yeah, potato salad.
It was potato salad. Like
$500,000 to learn how to make the best potato salad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but
we live in a very meme-ish type culture.
I love it. We live in the best time to be alive right now. To where, like, people can raise 500 grand for a salad, and you can see... oh, my God. Did you see the GoFundMe for the wall? Are you kidding me?
I don't even want to know.
They raised 20 million, realized it was 0.2% of, you know, a billion, and then had to give the money back.
Yeah. So ridiculous. Like, who falls for that? Yeah, if I go fund me the wall, that's totally gonna go to Donald Trump. Come on, guys.
So stupid.
The internet's stupid, but the internet is a wonderful place.
It's great. Exactly. It's both a wonderful thing.
It allows us to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be full of strange things. Yeah. But this is great. This is great.
So what about you? What sort of like weird marketing tactics have you used to like put yourself out there?
Oh gosh, I don't know. That's the thing, right? I'm one of those people that I don't really like doing that kind of stuff. I would rather I've always kind of like been asked this, like, do you want to be like super famous and that kind of stuff? And I'm just kind of like, no, man, like I'm cool where I am. If I can make a good amount of money, enough to live, be happy, I'm good. Like, I've had friends who, you know, will kind of stop what they are as a person to then do a YouTube channel that's extremely cringy and crazy and then become extremely successful, right? Like, I've had plenty of friends do that. And I'm like, dang, like, good job. I have one of my friends, she was one of the fastest growing YouTubers, like, last year. She's already at, like, 7 million within, I swear, like, a year. And I'm like, good job. But I feel like she's also sacrificed, like, a lot of who she was to kind of
to get there.
Do it and keep up with it. And it really wasn't her character, like, before that. And so I watch people who tend to, change or give in to, like, these crazy tactics to then become famous or whatever. And if they want to do it, that's amazing. But for me, like, personally, I'm not really about it, you know? Like, I could do crazy things on Twitch. I could do insane, weird things and probably get a crap ton of views. But I would much rather just be chill and be myself. Yeah. Play some video games. If you guys want to chill with me, then cool. If not, that's fine. You know, I've never been someone to be like, what can I do to make people like me, to make people follow me and give me their money?
You really like the grow organically aspect.
Yeah, this is what I'm like. And if you like it, then cool. If you don't, then that's also cool. I don't really want to.
Yeah.
I've never been that type to be like, what can I do?
Well, things like that really gets you like a really, really strong base too. Like, your fans are like really your fans. They're not just stopping by. They're invested in you. They want to hang out, especially like with all the different like live streaming and all that stuff. Like,
yeah, I don't want to become a character that I am not. I don't want to have to like put on a show. I acted enough in high school and in college. I'm kind of over it.
I see a lot of these YouTube like families or like crews. Like, my kid watches this one called the Morgs. Okay. And it's him and his brother and then his two parents. And they're so like, they're making all these videos and they're super cringy. Super cringy. Yeah. But like, I see the views and I'm like, how
insane,
are people doing
right?
this? And, you know, you think about it, it's like, if it's PG content, you're going for a very much younger user base.
Yes.
And I think, like, how do you, like, make these cringy videos? I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's exactly like when you watched these really weird kids shows when you were a kid. Like, I'm blanking on some of them, but it's kind of just the same thing. Like, you're an actor.
Yeah.
And if you're okay with being an actor and producing a show, then that's kind of your wheelhouse. But if you really want to, you know, connect on a personal level, that's more like your wheelhouse.
And yeah. And what I do find what happens is you become a character and people think, especially with YouTube, people think that's who you are. You are that person. That is not a character. So then as soon as you kind of step away from that, for example, my friend, she's very PG on her YouTube channel. She has 12-year-olds following her constantly. And the second she posted a photo on Instagram that was like her in a really cute dress in like the middle of Spain on a boat, people were like, how dare you wear a bikini? Do you know how young your audience is? Da 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 da. And I was just kind of like, oh,
it's
Jesus.
Like, yeah.
Right.
And now you gotta walk on eggshells around your audience.
That's what I mean. So you become this character and all of a sudden you step out of that and people are like, no, you're not allowed to be that. So the way people view YouTubers, you are that person the second you start acting like that. And if you change, people are like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
So I would rather be myself from the beginning and stay that way.
Or at least know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
You know.
So yeah. It's a very interesting thing for sure, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not about crazy marketing. It's never been my thing.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
Well, anyway, we are coming up on time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, where can the people follow you, watch all your videos, all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. So, all my socials are Holly T. Wolf. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and then YouTube is Holly Wolf TV For some reason, they wouldn't let me put the T in the middle there. Thanks.
If you had one piece of advice to give anybody that was watching, what would that be?
I mean, just live your best life. No, just
live my best life.
Live your best life. No, honestly, if there's something that you really want to do, do it. Don't let the internet, don't let anyone you know tell you you can't do something. If there's something that you like really believe in and you want to do, or you want to be successful at a career, whatever it is, I feel like if you work hard enough, like it's very easy to achieve such things. And don't ever let anything kind of bring you down in a sense. I feel like everyone has setbacks and bad things like happen to everyone. But it's how you kind of deal with that. And I think half the time it makes you grow from them. So yeah, just work hard. You don't get anywhere unless you work hard.
Work your ass
off. And if you get somewhere and you don't, it's very short-lived.
Right.
So, yes.
Right on. Nice. Well, thank you. That is great advice.
For whatever reason, my mind instantly went, you heard her, Michael Myers. Keep killing those teenagers on Halloween.
Sorry, live your best life.
Dark. Live your best life. Wear a mask.
Right on, Eugene. Well, where can everyone find you as you're drinking your coffee?
Cap'n Design on Twitter, Instagram, Eugene Cap'n on YouTube, Studio Cap'n for, you know, this show.
And you can find me on Instagram at toe_fur. Twitter is toe_fur. And then everywhere else is VR Nation. Just look for VR Nation or Topher Welsh. I really
were not listening to her advice.
I know,
on the uniform.
Every time we do this, you give me so much crap. I need to figure out a one phrase.
Just VR Nation. Just VR Nation,
yeah, VR
everything.
Nation.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. I'll take it into consideration. I'll bring it to
because if you like Google Topher, I'm pretty sure you're gonna get some unsavory images.
It's usually hobbit feet. I mean, that's really all it is.
I think there's like a foot like hairy foot fetish.
Oh yeah, just like we're gonna get into a weird hole right here that I don't want to go down.
VR Nation, buddy.
Follow me at VR Nation or all places. All right, cool. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Stay glitched.